Biodiversity loss, climate change, deforestation, and plastic pollution are just some of the global environmental issues stemming from human activity that are leaving a definitive mark on the planet. Such a mark, in fact, that it has spurred debate among geologists whether the rapid changes taking place right now deserve its own geologic designation called the Anthropocene, or Age of Man. Ben Flower is a marine geologist for the College of Marine Science at the University of South Florida.
Well, the epochs have always been defined based on major changes in biota and climate, and also often sea level. And we're currently undergoing major changes in all three. Changes in biota, there are major extinctions ongoing right now. There's changes in climate that are probably just beginning, and changes in sea level that are just beginning. And so it fits with the criterion that major environmental change is noted by the designation of a new epoch.
All epochs have been caused in the past by natural processes such as changes in ocean circulation or the movement of tectonic plates. Peter Harris, a paleontologist at the University of South Florida, says if the Anthropocene is added to the geologic timescale, it would not follow suit.
The difference would really be that this is probably the first event that is triggered by a single species. So in that sense, I mean, that's why the Anthropocene, I mean, is named that, anthro for human and sort of scene for interval. And so, I mean, you have a species which has reached a point where it is dominating and able to manipulate all the sort of spheres that we talk about, the hydrosphere, the biosphere, the atmosphere, has the ability to profoundly affect all of those.
Though the source of the large-scale changes taking place may be different from those that occurred in the past, one thing will remain the same. Millions of years from now, said Flowers, future geologists will be able to discern the new epoch in rocks and sediment.
The extent of the extinctions on land and in the ocean will leave a permanent record in those archives. And in addition, ocean acidification is going to leave a further mark in calcium carbonate sediments, which will dissolve as a result of the increased acidity of the ocean.
According to the Center for International Earth Science Information Network, 83% of Earth's land surface is influenced directly by human beings. An overabundance of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is warming the planet and acidifying the oceans. And the extent of biodiversity loss currently underway has the potential to become the sixth wave of mass extinction. Some geologists, however, argue that it is too soon to designate a new epoch. Harris explained changes so far do not replicate the magnitude of changes in the past, and the large-scale changes generated from humans are likely still to come.
To a certain degree, when you're in something, it always looks a little different. I mean, clearly that there has been a lot going on, but it just seems like it may, as I was mentioning before, it may be a bit premature to say, well, this is where this Anthropocene boundary is. I mean, I would suggest that if humans do indeed end up producing a sixth mass extinction, the boundary should logically be there, following the sort of termination of that extinction.
A working group of the International Commission on Stratigraphy aims to determine whether the Anthropocene deserves to be incorporated into the geologic timescale. The process will likely take many years. But Flowers said the important thing is that the debate makes people discuss and understand the fundamental changes humans are creating on Earth today.
Whether or not it's designated as a formal epoch, I think the fact remains that the scale of change that humans are responsible for inflicting on the environment does approach natural changes that we know about in the past, specifically at epoch boundaries. The end of the Pleistocene and the beginning of the Holocene, that transition was marked by about a 5-degree change in global temperature and about 120 meters worth of sea level rise. And those are a lot higher values than what we're talking about for the base of the proposed Anthropocene epoch. But the rates of change are actually quite comparable. And in the case of the recent record, some of them are a lot higher. And that's a big part of the reason why organisms are suffering.
Reporting from Tampa, this is Matthew Simatov for WMNF News.